By playing the National Lottery, you raise £30 million every week for good causes. £30 million. That can build 1 million bee hotels to help the environment. Actually, shouldn't they be called B&Bs instead? Every week, you raise £30 million for good causes. The National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar. Aliens, trucks. Oh my. Small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a truck. Even if it's for an alien encounter, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, yeah, big plans.
Yeah, Bryce stole a truck, said he needed it for a rendezvous with aliens.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a really important thing that was happening.
Yeah, Bryce then got cold feet, felt a little bad for stealing it, then decided to return it to a 7-Eleven.
Oh!
Yeah.
With a little note saying, sorry, my bad.
Well, see, here's the thing. We find out later, after police questioned him, that he needed the truck to get to the Coliseum to get on a flight with alien diplomats.
Oh, alien diplomats. So these are kind of like, this is the upper echelon of the hierarchy there.
Yeah, I don't know how Bryce was chosen to be on this flight with the alien diplomats, but apparently he's got quite a resume, because I don't assume that just alien diplomats are going to choose any old person, right?
Well, they may. I mean, sometimes, you know, just regular people are chosen for very big things.
You're right. Maybe it's they're just needing a sample size, and they're like, let's just take a cutout of what average people on Earth are like. And Bryce got the call, and he's like, you know what? I need a truck to get there. I don't have one. I'm going to steal one.
You see, they knew that Bryce had the capacity to just get it done.
Well,
no matter what.
They underestimated Bryce, because here's the thing. Bryce did, as I said, get cold feet. He returned the truck. The owner punched him in the face. He was taken to a hospital to be treated for the injury.
Yeah. All right.
So, you know, here's the thing. You know, Bryce had a rough day. First of all, alien diplomats are asking him to come join them on a ship. Which,
that's a lot of pressure.
That's got to be stressful. It's like,
sure.
What do you pack for that trip?
I'm not sure. I don't even know. They probably didn't even tell him how long he's going
to
be gone.
I know. It's like, do you get an overnight bag? Is there a place to brush your teeth? Like, what sort of overnight bag?
I would have questions.
Bag? Right.
Yes, I would have questions.
You're like, great. Thanks, guys, for picking me to go with you on your little quest. But
what's the weather like? Do I need a jacket?
Right. Am I going to need a light jacket? Am I going to need boots? Are we going to be in snow?
Is there a lot of walking? Do I need my really comfortable tennies?
So again, these are a whole example of what not to do. Setting the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without stealing a truck. Yes, bad. Even if it's for an alien encounter, you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's really, you know, sometimes the intent is not the best thing. And again, the owner didn't really think it was a good enough reason to steal his car either.
He's like, hey, buddy, get your own truck.
Yeah. It wasn't an understanding.
I guess so. There's a lot happening in that, and I realize it's a lot to unpack here this morning, but that's your setting the bar story.